Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Dave Schwann, good morning again to you, pal.
Good morning again.
What's happening,
happy
my friend?
Happy weekend before Thanksgiving.
We always talk about this first crappy cold day, and this is actually really it for the entire season
no
so far. And
does
we
it?
Got all this snow. It's just crazy.
I was telling Roger when I came in a while ago that it really difficult to recall seeing this type of weather at this time in November. You know, ordinarily we have cold weather, maybe some snow flurries or a dusting. But,
yeah,
you know, 11, 12 inches at O'Hare.
Crazy.
And this is the heaviest snowfall we've had in a century.
I don't think, you know, I said we do a turkey.
For November, I should say.
We do a turkey trot every Thanksgiving, and I don't think I've ever, ever, ever run it with snow around.
Yeah.
Like, it's always been a little warmer or, you know, whatever it
might be. Or very cold, but no snow.
No snow.
And currently 12 at O'Hare.
Yeah.
Zero wind chill.
Yeah.
Wow. But warm in here.
But
I see nothing above.
Baby, it's cold
I see
outside.
Nothing above 20 degrees right
oh
now.
Oh my gosh! Oh my.
Oh
gosh.
Yes, I do. Lake Michigan water temperature is 50.
I know. That's what he was saying. It's warmer to take a dip than to stand outside, which is crazy. Which is crazy. Well, I'll tell you what. 1789 was the first national Thanksgiving officially, Dave. During the American Revolutionary War, the Continental Congress appointed one or more Thanksgiving days each year, each time recommending to the executives of the various states the observance of these days in the states. So it was kind of up to the states at some point. And then the first national proclamation of Thanksgiving was given by the Continental Congress in 1777. It's been an annual tradition since 1863, when during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national day of Thanksgiving and praise to benefit our beneficent Father who dwelt in the heavens, and to be celebrated on Thursday, November 26th, as a federal and public holiday in the U.S. And it's obviously one of the most, one of the biggest of the year.
Little could he have imagined Black Friday.
Yeah. Oh gosh, that's terrible, isn't it? 1866. Work begins on the first U.S. underwater highway tunnel in Chicago. Construction of the United States' first underwater highway tunnel gets started on this day in 1866. It took 23 years and $500,000 for workers to complete the 1,500-foot tunnel beneath the Chicago River. The Winston Tunnel, built by hand, was completed in 1888. But in the early 1900s, the reinforcement was redone with bricks, mortar, concrete, and rock. It was rebuilt in 1912, 1844, and 47, and it was quite costly to continue rebuilding it, and it lasted until about 1972, where it was abandoned.
I wonder if that was one of the tunnel systems that was flooded in 1992.
It busted open. This one
the
was
Great Chicago Flood.
Yeah, this one was closed since 72, so I'm not quite sure.
Because, as that story evolved, the word was that the buildings that were older in downtown Chicago were the ones that were more susceptible to the flooding.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that was that older tunnel system that was delivering coal and other things to stores and buildings and so forth. So I wonder if that was part
could
of
be.
That system.
Yeah, it could be. Those don't last forever, Dave.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
As
we found out, exactly. 1877, Thomas Edison demonstrates the hand-cranked photograph. Here's a little sampling of that quality.
That is so amazing,
right?
To listen to recordings from the 19th century.
I have one of the hand cranked phonographs.
Yeah,
the original
I know you do.
It was my uncle's. He conceived the principle, Edison, of recording and reproducing sound between May and July of 1877. It just took him a few months. as a byproduct of his efforts to play back recorded telegraph messages and automate speech sounds for transmission by telephone. That's how that started. He announced his invention first. Phonograph, a device for recording and replaying sound, on November 21st, 1877.
Wow.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, I believe the first one is in the Smithsonian.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe at Edison's home in New
Jersey. It could be in
New
the
Jersey.
Museum, which mm-hmm. is pretty incredible itself.
Mm-hmm.
1905, Arm & Hammer baking soda was trademark registered. Let's listen to a little spot from Arm & Hammer.
To yourself, party pooper.
If you can't remember the last time you changed the baking soda, it's probably time to change it again.
Any last words?
What took you so long?
All right, there you go. Just a little something there for you. 1920, the first Thanksgiving Day parade was in Philadelphia. It was Macy's in 1924.
So in New York.
It was in Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia was
the first
there. Not
parade.
The Macy's in New York.
No, it was the first.
Pay attention, Dave.
First parade. Now, the State Street Parade in Chicago started in 1934.
Okay.
Which you will see the whole WGN Morning TV news crew there, and I think Mark Sapelsa and Micah are hosting that. And right after that, I got to give you a reminder, it's the 10th anniversary of Bozo Garn Ray WGN TV Classics, which is the historical two-hour show that talks about Bozo Circus, Garfield Goose, and Ray Rayner. And it's only airing once this year. It's not airing on Christmas.
Yeah, I heard Dean mention that. It's just going to be on once.
Yeah, and I think they're going to put it online too. But yeah, so you got to catch it after the parade on Thanksgiving. Bozo's going to be in the parade. You got to catch that as well.
Oh, yeah, of course.
1934, the Chicago Bears beat Detroit 1916 in the first NFL game that was broadcast nationally. In 1934. 1940, Woody Woodpecker debuts with the release of Walter Lanz's Knock Knock. I guess that was the name of the episode there.
You remember the cartoons?
I love the cartoons.
The Woody Woodpecker cartoons?
You know, I was probably watching those in the early to mid-70s because I was born in 67, but I watched them on Channel 32. They
had I was
them
watching them
afternoon.
When you were born, my
Is that right? But they're older than both of us put together
because
they were from the 40s and the 30s
right,
and all that stuff.
Right,
yeah.
But there was a weekday thing that Channel 9 would do, WGN-TV.
That's cool.
You'd see Woody Woodpecker, you'd see Yogi Bear, Huckleberry Hound, etc.
That's neat.
So it was cool.
1949, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer appeared on the music charts for the first time. Now, of course, as you know, Rudolph was invented and created by Robert L. May at Montgomery Ward as just a one-year, I think it was Randolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what it was first called, as a little kind of marketing ploy to sell some animal stuffed animals and as a marketing gimmick for Montgomery Ward and Company.
Okay. Well, I learned something here now. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's how it all started. Eventually, Montgomery Ward gave Robert L. May and his family back the rights to Rudolph, like when he retired.
Hmm.
How incredible is that?
That is.
Maybe if they kept it, they'd still be around.
What company would do that?
Yeah, nobody.
You know,
he was employed by them at the time when he created all this.
This is successful, therefore it is ours.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But obviously they weren't so successful, and they are gone. they're not really. You go to MontgomeryWard.com or Wards.com. Somebody bought the name, and it's a catalog company. They sell everything that the old company used to sell. But it's only online, Wards.com. Let's see, 1954, Air Force One, the first U.S. presidential airplane was christened. That was the first Air Force One.
Who was president?
Oh, Dave, who was president?
In 1954?
Was it Eisenhower? Truman?
Yes.
Look, I got it the
first
time.
First guess is good. That's right. 1954,
All right.
Dwight
ding, ding.
Eisenhower.
All right. 1956, The Price is Right debuts.
Oh. Wasn't Bill Cullen as the host, was it?
There you go. Nice job. Look at us, both of us right on these trivia questions today.
Thank you. Thank you all. Hello. Welcome, everybody, to the... Hey, we got a live group today. Welcome, everybody, to The Price is Right. A little later on, we're going to announce the winner of that honeymoon showcase. Right now, I'd like you to meet our four bargain hunters. Yesterday,
now, this was a little bit of a different show back then. It was structured a little bit the same, but there were some different things that they did. But it was on for a little bit. It wasn't that successful at all.
Oh, at the first few runs?
No, yeah. And it wasn't until the early 70s when Bob Barker took it over that really knocked it out of the park. And, of course, Drew Carey hosting it now as well.
Yeah, well, right. But Bill Cullen did virtually every game show you can think of.
He did.
During the 50s, into the 60s, and even the 70s.
Mm-hmm. He was. And what a classic show. I mean, it's really the longest running. It's got to be the longest running.
I would think it would be.
Yeah.
By now.
To date.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. Wheel of Fortune, I wonder if Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy. No, it's probably The Price is Right.
No, Wheel of Fortune came up in the 70s.
You're right. Yeah. You are right. 61, Billy Williams of the Cubs is voted NL Rookie of the Year. 1963, first live murder on television. Jack Ruby shoots Lee Harvey Oswald. And 1963, also JFK was laid to rest, of course, at Arlington National Cemetery. 1964, Roman Catholic Church in U.S. replaces Latin with English. That was a big deal.
Yes, it was.
Those Catholics out there. 1975, As the World Turns and the Edge of Night, the final two American soap operas that had resisted going to pre-tape broadcasts aired their last live episodes. And in 1985, White Sox shortstop Ozzie Guillen is named AL Rookie of the Year.
And as fate would have it, becoming manager of the White Sox
and taking them to the World Series. You betcha. And if you missed anything today, we had Donny Osmond on a little earlier as well. You can find it all at WGNRadio.com after 6 this morning. Dave, have a happy Thanksgiving to
you
and
David.
Your family.
You're
going to
be here Thanksgiving Day. I'm in the morning.
I am here for the download. I'm going to be here on Friday night because I go down to Monticello. So I'll be here Friday night from 7:30 to 11, right after the Blackhawks game, and then right back here on Saturday night, Dave.
Okay, great.
Well, have fun.
All the best to you and your family, Dave.
Same
See
here.
You soon.